The Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity yesterday published the final document from the recent meeting of the Joint International Commission for Theological Dialogue between the Orthodox Church and the Roman Catholic Church. A draftsman of the final document, titled The Ecclesiological and Canonical Consequences of the Sacramental Nature of the Church, Father Paul McPartland, is Carl J. Peter Professor of Systematic Theology and Ecumenism at the Catholic University of America.
This document begins by giving a very rich portrayal of the communion life of the Church, in which all the baptized share and all the baptized are responsible for maintaining the faith which is given to us by God. And within that life, the Church has its leaders, and that's where the question of authority comes in. And the document stresses then that authority is given by Christ through the Holy Spirit to the apostles and then to their successors, the bishops, and that then this authority is transmitted into the life of the Church. And the Church then falls into a pattern of life. Indeed, the document makes a very rich statement about the Holy Spirit engendering within the life of the Church the structures which accord with its fundamental nature of communion.
The next plenary meeting of the Joint International Commission for Theological Dialogue will consider the role of the Bishop of Rome in the communion of the Church in the first millennium.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.